Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update, the best place to find weekly updates on what's hot at the Green Markets of New York City. And we are checking in today with Caroline. Welcome. Where are we heading today?
Hi, Erin. Thanks for having me. This week, we're going to talk all about our brand new market right outside of the Barclays Center. We're pretty excited to be in such a symbolically important spot right in the heart of Brooklyn. The market runs right along Flatbush Avenue, and the Barclays Center sign is there, and the Jumbotron advertising our Green Market is in bright lights right above. It's pretty snazzy. And then with the Atlantic Terminal right there with all the trains, 2, 3, 4, 5, D, N, and R trains, the market is equally convenient for commuters going to work for the day and for visitors playing hooky on a Wednesday.
Awesome. So what can we be expecting to find at the market? Well, who are the farmers? What are some of the products we should be looking for?
Yeah, it has a great lineup of fruit and veggies, baked goods, honey, and some fresh wild-caught fish. When I visited last week, Tali, the market manager, was already sampling out pieces of Jersey Farm's super sweet cantaloupe to the morning commuters. And the farmer himself, Hector Perez, had these little personal-sized cantaloupes for sale, which I think are perfect for breakfast. I've actually been cutting them in half, scooping out the seeds, and then filling it with yogurt from Goodale Farms and also honey from Apple State Hilltop Family Farms. And it's like a perfect little melon breakfast bowl. Goodale also has a variety of cheeses on offer, which I think would go really well with any of the breads or the savory baked goods from Central Bakery. I was eyeing in particular their raisin walnut roll for myself. And if you're looking for some gluten-free or vegan baked good options, Body and Soul is your place to go. While Rick's Picks has some delicious pickles, I'm particularly addicted to their Smokra, which is some pickled smoky okra. And I even save the brine when I'm finished with the okra to add to my Bloody Marys. Terhune's Orchard has a beautiful display of colorful peaches, plums, and other stone fruits, and it's really hard to pass by their stand without stopping. I'm pretty committed to yellow peaches, but last week I tried a sample of their white peaches, and I'm kind of converted. And then one of the greatest assets of this market is the fresh wild-caught fish and shellfish that's being brought in by American Seafood. It's great to have a midweek seafood source in such a central location in Brooklyn. And Warren, the fisherman himself, is on hand, and he is just a wealth of information on everything from fishing practices that they use to what's in season to how to cook and prepare whatever you end up buying. And Warren was actually gracious enough to take some Green Market staff and market managers out clamming in the bay this past week, and we learned a lot, and we had a fantastic time.
Awesome. Well, I know, you know, being outside the Barclays Center, there's obviously tons going on inside the center, but what should folks be, you know, looking to do if they're planning an outing in that area of Brooklyn, you know, some pre- or post-market activities?
Yeah, definitely. So there's, of course, the Barclays Center right there. They have a ton of sporting events and other entertainment. I was just perusing their fall calendar, and they have a couple of cool shows coming up, including Phoenix on October 2nd, Selena Gomez on October 16th, and Justin Timberlake on November 7th. And then, of course, our favorite Brooklyn Nets will return in November. But besides Barclays Center, BAM is a short walk away where you can catch a late afternoon movie at their Rose Cinema or at the Harvey Theater. There's also a ton of shopping, whether you prefer to search for some good thrift store finds at Beacon's Closet or hit up Target. I also, one of my favorite neighborhood bars is Charlene's. It's right on Flatbush and has a great laid-back vibe, a jukebox, board games, and really good beer at pretty good prices. And then, of course, the Long Island Railroad is right there at Atlantic Terminal, so I think a great summer day would be to hit up the market there, get some snacks for the beach, and then hop on the train and head out to Fire Island or Long Beach or whatever your favorite Long Island beach is.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like more than enough activities to fill a number of Wednesdays, so I think we should kind of start clearing the calendar now. What else is happening over at the Green Market? I know it's a busy time of year for you. What should we be looking forward to in the coming weeks?
Yeah, definitely. So this week is National Farmers Market Week, so definitely celebrate by hitting up your neighborhood market or wherever you are, hit up a farmers market. The Staten Island Mall Green Market has a pretty cool cooking demonstration coming up this Saturday, August 10th, from 11 to 1 p.m. And the customers can visit the market info tent. There will be a cooking demonstration by the Ethnic Foodways Project, showing people how to make traditional Mexican food cooked using ingredients from the market. And then Saturday, August 17th, will be National Can It Forward Day at the Union Square Pavilion, and that's going to be a great day. They're going to be demoing how to preserve all the summer bounty from the market. And then the frequent shopper program got started last weekend. It's pretty popular. Customers stop by the market information tent at your neighborhood market and for a chance to win a bunch of prizes from the market. And we're excited. Each year in August, our bike blender kind of makes its rounds of the markets. So Fort Greene, it'll be at Fort Greene this Saturday, August 10th. And then it'll be making the rounds of the Queens markets the following weekend. And then it'll be at the Grand Army Plaza Green Market on August 24th. It's a great way to use ingredients from the market to cook something up and not have to turn on the hot stove in the middle of August.
But wait, what? I don't know. What is a bike blender?
So it's a blender that's powered by a bike, so people can hop on, pedal, and then the wheel blends whatever ingredients we throw into the blender. So nice. It's a human-powered blender.
Human-powered. Time for some pesto making.
Exactly. So folks can visit grownyc.org/rmarkets to find out more information on those cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and more happenings each week at the neighborhood markets.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out to give us the update, and we look forward to checking in with you next week.
Thanks so much, Erin. Have a great week.
So as she said, definitely visit them at www.grownyc.org/rmarkets for the latest and greatest. You can also check them out on your preferred social media stream, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, whatever gets you going. Great way to stay in touch, get some beautiful pics, and then, of course, tune in next Thursday for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.